We're talking Bills football right now. We are joined by a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills, a two-time Pro Bowler, a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee in 2017 and 2018. For this season, 18 tackles, 2 sacks, 4 passes defensed, and a forced fumble. He was undrafted out of Cal way back in 2005. The Bills are 4-1 on the year, and they are hosting Miami on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, CBS game. Linebacker Lorenzo Alexander is my guest. Lorenzo, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Been a while. How you doing?
Good. It has been a while. I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. Now you're coming off a bye. I know you got a chance to spend some time with your family. Let me start right there. During that time off, what kind of things did you get up to, and how special is it to get an opportunity in the middle of the season to just kind of reconnect with the family a little bit?
Right, yeah, that's great. I mean, because, you know, obviously our time is precious, and we really don't get that time during the week normally. But went back to Arizona. We have a home that we bought there a couple of years ago and just got to kind of hang out, you know, sit in the pool, go see some movies with the kids, date night with the wife, and just really just kind of just hang out and chill and just be me with the kids and just be daddy. And so it's always good to kind of re-energize, refocus, and recharge, and so we can finish off the season strong.
That actually sounds like an awesome week. Lorenzo Alexander is joining us. That sounds great. So you go into the bye week with a 14-7 win over the Titans in their place. It was a game where you had 6 tackles and a sack. How good did it feel to go into that bye with a win like that? And how would you describe this team through the first 5 games of the season?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, obviously to go there and beat Tennessee in their place, I mean, I think they're a very good team. You know, strong running game, great defense. And what helped us was, I mean, we had like 20,000 Bills fans that came down there and made it feel like home. And so they definitely helped us, I think, get over the hump there because they were able to move the ball a little bit on us with Derrick Henry running the ball. But it was great to be able to finish out a win and then go into the bye week and not have to think about or dial up, you know, plays like, ooh, only if I would have, and kind of distract from the family time. And so it's been great, and I think this really just showed how resilient we've been, because we've had a lot of, you know, whether it's been turnovers, we've had a blocked punt, we haven't started fast, but we've been able to finish off games and not allow the adversity to derail us from winning games. And so only time it occurs when we're playing the Patriots and you have to play perfect, I think, in most cases, to be able to beat them.
All right, so from what I'm hearing from you is there might be some things to clean up, but at the same time, you're finding a way to get it done and you're finishing. Now, as a team, you have not allowed more than 17 points all season. There's talent at each level on that defense. You've been around some pretty good defenses in your time. How good is this one potentially?
I mean, obviously the sky is the limit. We have the ability to do a lot of great things, and I think it really comes back to us just focusing on our fundamentals every day, really having great chemistry. There's no egos on this defense. There's no, you know, guys, I got to be the one to get the sack, or I got to be the one to make all the tackles. And we have great depth. I mean, we have a guy like Taron Johnson go out who's a great nickel for us. And we have guys like Saran Neal, Dean Marlowe, Kevin Johnson kind of fill that role by committee. And we have other examples at other positions as well. But that's really, I think, the our calling card, is just having great depth, great versatility to our players where guys can come in no matter who it is and get the job done.
Lorenzo Alexander is joining us. We're talking Buffalo Bills football. So you're going to face the Dolphins on Sunday, and they seem like they're going back and forth on who's going to play quarterback. The latest report this morning is Ryan Fitzpatrick gets a start on Sunday. So how do you go about preparing to face them? Do you prepare for both quarterbacks? And if so, how different are they?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, I don't think they're, you know, stylistically that much different. It's not like one is a great scrambler in speed and the other guy's just going to be sitting back in the pocket. I think they are very comfortable in the pocket. And so at the end of the day, you prepare for what their offensive scheme is. And then obviously each one has their own strength. I think with Rosen right now, they're doing a lot more RPOs, getting the ball out of his hands quickly just to build that confidence and get some positive yards. And then when you talk about Fitzpatrick, who's a veteran in this league and has been around a long time, has a great command of the offense already, and they're willing to do a little bit more drop back. And obviously he has something about him where he has this mojo and, you know, dust about him where he can extend plays, make things happen. Guys really rally around him. We have a couple of teammates that have played with him, and so he's really galvanizing, you know, from talking to those guys, and guys are willing to follow him wherever. So I think he's going to be the starter, and knowing that, you know, these guys are going to come here ready to play because he's not going to expect anything less.
Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander is my guest. Now, I want to talk to you for a minute about your process and your preparation, because you are one of the ultimate professionals in that league. You've been playing the game at a high level for a long time. You recently did a piece for the team website where you broke down your routine. On Saturdays, right, you go to the facilities and you do some mobility, and then you do an activation process, which includes Pilates, yoga, and then some weighted movements to prime your central nervous system. A lot of guys don't do that. What kind of things do you do, and how valuable is it?
Well, it's something that I've learned a long time ago. You know, you take care of your body, it's going to take care of you. And everywhere I've been, you know, whether it's a player or a strength coach, and we really have invested into our sports psychology, sports science department. And so I lean on those guys a lot as far as the newest techniques that are coming out, anything that's going to help me get an edge or help me maintain what I have. And as you mentioned, you know, being 36 and playing in a young man's game, I need every trick of the trade to go out there and be able to feel fresh and fast on Sundays. And so I built a lot of these things out over time. But the main things is just eating right, getting great sleep, and then having a regimen so my body knows when it's time to perform. And so we've done a great job of kind of dialing that in over these last 3 years I've been with these guys, and I've continued to get better and seeing results. And so and I'll continue to do that. I know next year I'll add something maybe a little bit different like I've done this year with some of the recovery modalities that I use.
Now, on Saturday night, you do some NormaTec. For those who do not know, what is NormaTec? How much does that help?
Yeah, it's just pressurized or compression boots that you put on your legs, and it just helps push out some of the fluids that you have, and so you just feel light, takes care of some of that swelling and stuff. And so that process takes right after game. So after I finish a game, I'm getting in the cold tub immediately to start the recovery process, because for me that's the key thing. It's feeling good, feeling fresh, so I can go out and run. And that kind of goes out through the week, and then I kind of cap it off with the NormaTec boots to get ready for the game on Sunday.
So what's it like on Sunday? What is your routine like when you wake up on Sunday morning?
Well, I'm an early riser, and so I get up about 7:15. If it's a home game, I love to go home. I'll get dressed, and I get a chance to hang out with the kids, and that's something that I think has become more important to me the older I've gotten in this league, is bringing them into this game day experience. And for me, it kind of calms me, reminds me of what's important. So sometimes I'm sitting at home about 8 o'clock or so watching Sunday morning cartoons with my boys and my daughter, just kind of chilling on the couch, which is really awesome for me. And then from there, go up to the stadium, eat breakfast, and then I kind of start my pregame routine from activation, doing some treatment with the trainers, some hip mobilities, going out in pregame and kind of going through my whole process of getting warmed up, going through some movements that I may see doing throughout the game. Coming back in, stretching, and by that time, it's time to go, and going out there and just trying to fly around with my teammates.
All right, so you're extremely regimented. Obviously, you've got a routine. As part of the Saturday routine is your community service, and this Saturday, you're hosting the Sink Cancer with Cornhole event. How is your cornhole game these days, and how much does it mean to be a part of the event?
I can play a little bit. I haven't played really that much since the season and preseason has started, but it's great. You know, obviously to be able to leverage the NFL, obviously the NFL has a crucial catch awareness where they're bringing awareness to multiple cancers that are affecting people all over our country. And so the one that my event will be benefiting is ovarian cancer. There's two Bill Mafia sisters that have really supported me. One of the sisters is fighting ovarian cancer, and to see their relationship and how they still live and really support each other and support me has really inspired me to hold this event. And so that's why we're holding it. And it's really to impact people here locally in Western New York that are fighting ovarian cancer to help maybe their life a little bit easier, whether that's providing, you know, rent or groceries for the week or some type of experience or research to help cure the disease. That's what we're trying to raise money for.
So let me quickly ask you this. The event is part of your ongoing relationship with the Bills fans and the community in Buffalo. You and I have talked in the past, but you've played with a number of teams over the course of your career. Did you have any idea how special Buffalo would be when you first arrived?
No clue. I mean, I tell people always that I didn't even want to come up here because all you think about is it being cold and in the middle of nowhere. But obviously, since coming up here, the community has embraced me. My family loves it up here. My kids are begging me to play more years because they love this community and love Buffalo. And so it's been great. You know, it's family-oriented, blue-collar, which is right up my alley, and it's really been a blessing to be here. And obviously, it has really been a cool cap off to my career to be able to finish up here.
He is a linebacker with the Bills, a two-time Pro Bowler, once again the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, both in 2017 and 2018. The Bills coming off their bye. They're 4-1, and they're at home against Miami on Sunday. Lorenzo Alexander, my guest. Lorenzo, great to get caught up. Appreciate you very much, and good to have you back.
Anytime, Jim. Let me know.
You got it. Appreciate it. Always. Lorenzo Alexander, and the Bills are 4-1. Bills Mafia. Love to hear a guy like that. Vet like that. Extremely well-respected player like that. Talk about his love for the community in Buffalo.